All right, we've got Giants baseball coming up, joined by the general manager, president, everything. I give him every title that you could humanly give this guy because he runs the whole ship, and he really is the president of baseball operations. That's Farhan Zaidi. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on, Marty. It's always fun. All right.
Yeah, come on. I give you a lot of titles.
There you go. No, you're right. Now I've got to start handing some out to other people. But no, it's exciting to be here. It's fun to get to talk baseball always.
Well, as I've watched baseball look longer probably than anybody in the camp, I hate to say it, but I've never seen a spring training like this. And what you've achieved in turning the calendar here from 3 years ago, 4 years ago, whatever it may be, to where we are in spring, it is a totally different feel in the camp.
Yeah, I think the game has changed a lot. The way coaches relate to players has changed a lot. The things that players come to camp hoping to accomplish has changed. It's gone from, let me just get in shape to playing games, to guys really working on specific things on both the hitting and pitching sides. And, you know, the staff that Gabe Kapler has put together, I think, has done amazing work. And it's really trickled all the way through to the players and everybody in camp. And that's created a lot of excitement.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about the staff a little bit. I was thinking about it. How did that staff come together? Because, you know, here's Gabe, and he's managed 2 years for the Phillies. You've known him a long time. I'm sure he has a lot of contacts in the game. But when you look at the people who are on the staff and all the coaches, all 400 of them, I'm curious how it came together, how you picked these people.
Yeah, it really, it's an underrated part of what Gabe brings to the table is just his network in the game. I mean, I think people lose sight of the fact that he played for a long time. He played for a bunch of different organizations, met a lot of people during his playing career, has worn different hats, has been on TV, has been, of course, a farm director and a major league manager. And one of the most impressive things that he did when we were together in Los Angeles was the player development staff he put together. So he's a tremendous recruiter, tremendous evaluator of coaches. And he really drove, the hiring of the group that he's put together. And he's just really good at getting references on people and finding people that bring tangible skill sets that aren't just cheerleaders or, aren't just kind of personalities, but really have some substance to what they coach.
Yeah, for me, watching it, it's like watching a baseball clinic every day. And I look at Kai Correa, and I'm going to talk with him over the weekend as well, and all the drills that he does. But he's the bench coach, and he's never been above the Arizona Summer League.
Right. You know, it's funny. I think on the outside, you see some of the resumes, and you wonder, are these guys going to have credibility and the respect in the clubhouse? But, you know, you come to our camp, and for one day, you just watch how these guys conduct themselves and how they operate. And, you know, they command that respect with their knowledge of the game. And that's what all these guys bring to the table.
All right. Farhan Zaidi with us. Let's talk about baseball. Yeah. And who's going to play and who's going to score runs and who's going to pitch and all that. Strength of the team as you sit here today, what would you say your strength is?
I think we're just a very deep team. And I think that's going to come out in spring training with a lot of the competitions we had. Some of the moves we made late, not just the major league deals for Hunter Pence and Wilmer Flores, but bringing in some, really experienced veterans to compete for jobs, guys like Billy Hamilton and Trevor Cahill. I think it's going to bring out the best in not just those veterans who are competing for jobs, but also the young guys that, you know, might have thought they had the inside track, and now all of a sudden they're having to compete against some veterans. So I think it's going to be fun camp for us as those competitions play out.
Looking at the team so far and for me watching, I think the defense for me is the strength right now. It's better than the hitting, better than the pitching. You have a gold glove infield.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting to add a guy like Yolmer Sanchez to that mix with, to your point, all the hardware that the guys there have already won. And I think that's fair. That's going to be a real asset for us.
Yeah. All right. So I asked Gabe the other day. I said, Gabe, this team went 30 games without scoring a run in the first inning. How are you going to do it? And he said to me, how would you do it? And I said, well, get somebody on base, move them around for an RBI guy. How are you going to get runs going early in the game? Because that's something you have to do.
Yeah. I mean, the simplest way to do it is to just get guys on base. You know, I mean, I think some of our struggles in the early innings weren't just not scoring runs, but just having quick innings, you know. So creating some continuity and some pressure right out of the gates is going to be important for us. So I think, you know, rather than trying to be too aggressive and making even quicker outs, we've got to be patient, make pitchers work, and wait for those mistakes, kind of just laying weeds for those mistakes, and just have the mentality and awareness this is something we have to do better this year.
All right. What about the veterans? It's fun to watch them work, but look, Posey's coming off a bad year. Belt was okay. Crawford, not a great year. Longoria, okay. What about the veterans? Because when it all is said and done and the first pitch is thrown on March 26th, those are the guys who've got to have good seasons for you. So what about them?
Absolutely. I mean, I have been, and I think everybody's been so impressed with the attitude and leadership from that group. I think embracing some of the change, embracing the new coaching staff, and being accountable. And I think all of those guys feel like they didn't play at their best in 2019, and I think they're all really determined to take their production up a notch, and that's the kind of leadership you want. You want guys that are looking in the mirror and asking what they can do better rather than, you know, trying to point out what other guys maybe should be doing better. So that's been really exciting to see, and I think that's one of the real positive storylines in camp so far.
Well, you hope so, but the proof of the pudding is how you play, and that we won't know that really until the games count, and that's a big part for me to see what happens. The outfield is interesting. You've got a lot of outfielders, Dickerson, you've got Pence out there, Billy Hamilton, Duggar. And the guy I like is Jalen Davis. And again, I don't know if he's ever going to hit in the big leagues, but if there's a guy with power, that's the guy.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, the way we look at the outfield right now is, you know, Pence and Dickerson should be a pretty productive platoon in left field. And it's not saying that those guys can't play more, and there'll be days when those guys are manning both corners. But if we look at that as a platoon, then you've got Yaz, who can play center or right field with the defense that he brings. So there's kind of an open spot. And, you know, that's where Billy Hamilton and Steven Duggar and, like you said, Jalen Davis are all going to have a chance to win a job. And, you know, Jalen, the one thing that really encouraged me about, you know, his small sample in the big leagues last year, I mean, you know, you would have liked to certainly see him hit the ball in the air more, but he wasn't striking out a lot. I think he struck out 11 times and 40-plus at-bats, and, you know, we've seen guys come up and really struggle to make contact. So he's making contact, probably hitting the ball on the ground too much, but I think it's actually a good building block for him to come in. He's already impressed in camp, and I agree. Like, he can take this offense up a notch with just the power he has.
Yeah, I've seen it. I told him, I said, when he hit it, you got one level, and then it gets another level when it gets in the air. And you like to see that in a power hitter. Yeah. All right, Farhan with us. Starting pitching. Yeah. And I get asked about this a lot, too. And I say, well, you have Samardzija and Cueto as your aces. But if you look around baseball, Samardzija and Cueto maybe on other teams would be a 3 and a 4. They are your aces, and you need a lot of innings out of the starting pitching. Will we see traditional starting pitching, or could we see the tiered pitching?
Yeah, I think that's a bit of an open question. I mean, those guys should be able to give you the 5, 6, 7 innings every fifth day. You know, we brought Kevin Gausman and Drew Smyly, and both those guys have experience starting and relieving. We expect them to open the year in the rotation, and then we've got, you know, our kids, Tyler Beattie, Logan Webb, who should factor in as well. And then, you know, there's a few other guys even beyond that. Derek Rodriguez, Andrew Suarez are in that mix. So we can go pretty deep there, and that's where, you know, I think what you're suggesting of, you know, maybe you split the start and you have two guys take down 3 to 4 innings and you know, navigate through the game that way. And, you know, with some of the rule changes, we could see that kind of activity more often. So I think we're keeping an open mind about it. But again, I do think we have a deep set of options, and maybe they're not traditional 200-inning starters, but they should be able to pick up big chunks for us.
Yeah, well, you need 1,400 innings out of the pitching. And I always say, today, 750 out of the five guys? Is that crazy?
Right. No, I mean, I think, I don't know. Yeah, if you went and looked, you know, around baseball at the top five inning counts, you know, for every team, I think 750 would be right in the middle probably.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, we'll see how that works out. All right. I appreciate the time. I know the fans are interested as we get spring training underway. The bullpen. You have as many bullpen guys as coaches, I think, or maybe you got more coaches, I don't know, but you got a lot of bullpen guys, too.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not an experienced group. It's not, you know, a group that's done a lot at the major league level, but we have some arms that we're really excited about. And, you know, I've seen, you know, I think you take a look at some of the guys that came up late, Gustave, Anderson Franco, Sam Coonrod, guys who have really good arms. And, you know, I think it's just about getting over that hump. And we've seen it so much. I mean, a lot of the best bullpens in baseball wind up being younger bullpens, guys with good arms that just manage to harness their stuff. So that's going to be a big objective for us here, is kind of sorting through that group and seeing who steps up.
Yeah. Well, that's why they call it spring training. That's right. Why you have the games and see who can do what. And as I said earlier, the calendar has flipped, and it's a whole new world of watching competition and enthusiasm of the players in camp. So I'm anxious to see the games, and they start this weekend. So I appreciate you being on.
Absolutely. It was a lot of fun. Can't wait to get the game started. Yeah. Thanks, Marty.
All right. More coming up. KNBR 680, 104.5 FM right here. KNBR 680, the sports leader.